Are you ready to step into your power? If so, I want to tell you about my brand new one-to-one mentorship program, Powerhouse. Power stands for productivity, organization, wealth, energy, and relationships. The five things that I teach my clients to help them step into their fullest potential. So if you are tired of playing small, ready for change, and want to excel in these five areas, go to jenniferfordberry.com and sign up for a free application call to see if you are ready to be a powerhouse.
Welcome to the Make Room Show, formerly titled The 29-Minute Mom. I am your host, Jennifer Fordberry, certified professional organizer, best-selling author, and coach. I've spent the last two decades teaching women how to get organized so that they can free up more space, time, energy, and money. This podcast is for the woman who wants to make room in her home and in her life for the people and the things that matter the most. Each week, I am bringing you episodes that will help you feel less overwhelmed and more inspired to create the life that you deserve. So come on, girl, let's do this together.
Hello, and welcome back to the Make Room Show. It has been a hot minute. I think we had 2 weeks off. I have to be honest with you listening today that it has been a whirlwind of a summer. So I wanted to come on today and just kind of catch up with all of you about what's been happening in my world. And maybe this will help some of you out there listening that are in a similar space in life. I am getting ready, as many of you know, to head out to Florida in a couple weeks to take my youngest to college. And I am trying to embrace this new season that is almost here of being an empty nester. And I can't tell you. So if you have kids that are leaving for college or moving out and you are going to find yourself as an empty nester this year, this is the episode for you. I can't wait to hear from you. I hope you can relate. And I'm hoping this episode will give you not only some tips, but also some inspiration and motivation going forward. So first off, let me just go ahead and recap what the hell I have been doing this summer. So I finished up June with the end of baseball season for my son. If you've been following me for a while, you know, he's, you know, very passionate about playing baseball, and we've been a baseball family for years and years. We've done the travel baseball thing. He also played football and basketball. So he was a three sport athlete. And, at the end of senior year, he could not have had more of a fairy tale season if I had dreamt it myself. Basically, their team went, they only lost one game the entire season, and they proceeded to go all the way from winning their sectional block to regionals, to far west regionals, and then finally to states. And that's where they ended up losing at states. But then we came back from states, and a day later we hit the road again, and went to his first summer ball game, which is for the American Legion League. And it's, if your kids ever get a chance to play for this American Legion League, have them do it. It's so cool because everything is about America, and there's always veterans at the games, and they make them say like this little cool pledge at the beginning of the game each time that is really inspiring. And they say the pledge of allegiance to the flag. And it's just really cool. It hypes me up every single time. But he started that out. And so now, as this magical season would happen, he ended up going. It was almost like the exact same story. I think they lost one game their entire season. Actually, they did. And they ended up right back at states for American Legion, same city, Binghamton, New York. So we went back, and this time they won it. They won the whole entire thing, which was so cool to see. So as a mom, it's just so fun to watch your kids do something they love and succeed at it. And it's definitely been one of those seasons. So he's actually right now playing the regional game in near Boston, Massachusetts. So I had to sit this one out because we have just been so busy this summer and I still have a lot to do to get ready for to send him to college in less than 2 weeks. So, you know, after the high school states game, it was time to get ready for graduation party. And for those of you that have had a graduation party before at your home, it is a very big undertaking. And it's so funny because I want to share just a few tips that I thought of when you are thinking about planning your graduation party. And if you look back on previous episode, just a few weeks ago, I did kind of start to talk about this, but now that it's behind me, I wanted to share a few things. So first of all, I was very, very lucky to have friends from Florida fly in the week before the party and help out. So shout out to Auntie Anna and Uncle Don, because I happen to have some really, really close friends that don't have their own kids. One of my friends, Anna, and another friend, Cindy, they're like the aunties for my kids because they don't have their own and they're always willing to help out. So they, you know, Anna and Don came in the first week, and then the week of the party, I was able to have help from Auntie Cindy, and also another friend, Jess, and my daughter, and her boyfriend. So that was really cool because there was like a house full, and I love, love, love when my house is full of people. It just makes me so happy. So had a lot of guests, but also had a lot of help. And if you host a graduation party at your home, one of the things I want to say is make sure you ask for help. Like if you have a couple of really close friends that are willing to help you before or during the party. I had, another friend, Kristen, that helped me a couple weeks before the party. So if people offer, I would definitely take them up on it, because when I offer help, I mean it. And I feel like if somebody offers you help and you want it, you're not doing anyone any favor by saying, oh no, it's fine, don't worry about it, and then ending up stressed to the max, you know, and ruining your event. So ask for help, accept help. And, you know, there will be a day where you can reciprocate it for a friend. So there's no shame in that. But also when it came to help, we all shared a lot. There's a bunch of families in my local area and we share a lot of things, and we borrowed things from different families for our party. So that made it a lot easier too, because a lot of these things you need for a big party, but you don't want to store or buy. And so it's nice to borrow it. And that was really helpful. We had some other friends, really close friends of ours in our neighborhood whose son also graduated, and we always help each other with everything. So that was huge. And I would also suggest that you think it through, think through the day before it arrives. Like whatever you can get off your plate a week or two in advance is fantastic. One of the things I did was I had these centerpieces that I designed, and they were, of course, baseball themed. And I designed one, and then I took a photo of it, and then I showed my friends that were helping the photo, and they assembled them the day of the party. So that was cool. I also did a slideshow, and I worked on that months and months and months in advance. And I did mention this in a previous episode, but if you didn't listen, I kept an album going on my iPhone throughout the year. And when I was sitting around, maybe waiting for a game to start or an appointment to start, or whenever I had downtime, I just kept putting photos of my son into that folder. And that's what created the slideshow. So that was pretty easy. And then we borrowed a wall that was made out of pallets, and it had little tiny clothespins on it. And that's where we displayed the actual printed photos. I also did a wall where I had photos of him kindergarten through 12th grade in a row, and I used little clothespins for that as well, so that they could see each year as he got older and older. And that was really neat for us as parents to see too, just watching his little face get more and more mature. And then under there, I did a row of printed senior photos. That was good. We did a memory table. All his awards and trophies and articles from the paper were displayed. That was really, really fun. And then I did have it catered because I just am not the type of person that when I'm having a party that big, I don't want to cook. Cooking's not like my favorite thing to do. I'd much rather put my time into other things. So I had it catered. And then one of the highlights was we had a cute, adorable, vintage looking ice cream truck pull in. And that was a huge hit, not just for the kids, but for the adults too. And also for my dog, Paisley. Like, funniest story ever. She kept getting in line at the ice cream truck, waiting for a pup cup. And little did I know that she had basically worked her way into getting like three different pup cups. And when I finally was told this, and I went over and told her that was it, she was barking at me and getting really, really sassy. So, you know, just so funny, these dogs. But she likes her. She's just like her mom. She loves her ice cream. So it was fun. We had a blast. We had lots of people here and it was just great to see everybody. But one of the things that I find when I have a big party like that is it makes me feel so bad that I don't have more time with each individual person. It's kind of like having a wedding. So I told myself that morning that I was just going to at least have 10 minutes with each guest. And if that's all I could do, then I would have to let it go. And I did pretty good. I mean, I definitely talked to everybody, but the next morning I still felt kind of sad because a lot of people we won't be seeing for a while. And you just like, it's like your wedding day when everybody you love is in the same place. You just want to like drag it on forever. So that's at least what I felt. And I just appreciated everybody that came. It was amazing. And most importantly, Bryson had a great time. So shortly after that party was over, we had the next few days with guests still in the house. And then I planned a weekend girls trip for a friend and I to go down to our Florida home and just hang out and like relax and go to the beach. And you know what? It was exactly what I needed because senior year moms, if you're in it or you just ended it, you know, it's exhausting and emotional. And I felt like it was really important for me to just have some me time. The boys actually did a father-son trip to Chicago to watch the Cubs play. And it was the perfect time to fly down and not only have a girls' weekend, but also get to see our daughter. And we just had a blast. So then, you know, flew back in the next day. I spent the day on the lake with my good friend Sarah from Raleigh and my other good friend Rachel. We do that every year. And then I got back on the road and went back to States. So that's when they won the state championship. And with all that being said, I've been preparing for sending my baby off to college. And, side note, I didn't even mention this, but when I took the trip down to Florida, one of the things I did is because my son is going to college in Florida and he's not having a car this year. We're flying his things down. So those of you that are sending your kids far away to school and you have to fly, what I did as a tip is I flew down on Southwest because they give you two good size check bags and a carry-on. And I filled them to the brim, took them down. And then in a couple of weeks, we're going to do the same thing again. And we will buy whatever doesn't fit when we get into town. So, and that's, you know, I kind of already started that. I got all his bedding when I was down there and things like that. So that is very helpful because, if you can afford to fly and not drive, it does save a lot of time. And so we did that with our daughter too. So now here's where I'm at. We leave in 2 weeks to drop him off at college. We're going to have some family time before we do that. And then my husband, my daughter, and myself will move him into his dorm. I've been down this road before. College dorms, it's so funny. When my daughter went to school, she wanted the cutest things. Her and her roommate matched. They had it all decorated. My son could care less. He has like three banners he wants to put on the wall and that's it. Every time I ask him what he wants, he really does not care. So he's easy peasy. But you want to make sure you have a few things such as the right hangers, maybe one of those hanging devices that you can fold jeans and sweatshirts into. And it's kind of like a floating shelf in their closet, a place for shoes. You're going to want to find out if there's a mini fridge in the room or if you need to bring one. maybe you need to find out if there's a microwave close by. And then I always send my kids with lots of supplements and any basic medicine like Advil, you know, first aid kit and things like that, because there is so many freshman kids get sick when they first move into the dorms. And I think it's a combination of lack of sleep. Maybe the nutrition isn't as good as it was at home, stress possibly. And, the air vents. I mean, I've just heard so many college parents in the parent group complaining about the air vents. So be prepared, maybe even send your child with like an air purifier. And you know, think about everything they're going to need if you're not there and they're sick. Like, how can you prepare them to start to take care of themselves when they're sick and you're far away? So I think about that kind of stuff. And then I also think about all of like laundry products and a laundry basket and things that they're going to need, because I don't know about you, but my son, he does his own laundry, and he also will probably wait till the last possible minute to do his laundry. So we'll see. Maybe I'm not giving him enough credit, but we'll see. And so think about that. And then any snacks they're going to need if, you know, they're hungry and the cafeterias are closed or the, you know, the restaurants, things like that. Also, what kind of footwear, depending on where they're going to school, like where my son's going to school, it will have a rainy season and it's, you know, close to the ocean. So there has been a lot of moms telling me to bring rubber shoes, rubber sneakers, rubber boots, things like that for those days. Lots of sunscreen, obviously, if he's going south. So kind of think through their day. But then I also suggest, once you move them into the dorm, to really kind of hang around town. If you're getting ready to head home and it's a long distance, hang around a couple of days, because little things pop up that they need. And if they don't have a car, it's so much easier to just go and get it for them and make sure that they have everything before you leave town. We did that for our daughter and it worked out really good. So it's kind of nice to hang around, give them their space, let them hang out with their new friends, let them move in, but you're close by, because stuff does pop up. You'll forget things. They'll realize they needed a few more things. I remember one of the funniest things was with our daughter on their campus. She went to school that was on a river, and everybody had hammocks that they kind of attached to the palm trees. And so as a new incoming student, of course she wanted to be like the rest of them. So immediately we had to order a hammock on Amazon, just so she could join the club. Right. So there's always going to be things like that. But yeah, so we're getting ready. It's going to be very emotional. And so I've been doing, but I'm really starting to look at it even more closely, as I'm trying my best to change my perspective to one of what can this new season of my life look like positively compared to negatively. And, you know, obviously as a mom, I've been down this road before. I know dropping my baby off at college is like gut-wrenching and makes me want to cry just thinking about it. But I also know that I will get through this and there will be a new normal and it will be okay. And so if it's your first time going through this, I want you to know that like, it's hard for the first few weeks, maybe month, and then a new normal starts and you are okay. And we're really blessed these days to be able to FaceTime and see our child's face whenever we want to, and be able to see, you know, their background and what they're doing and their environment. And that did help a lot, but just know you are going to be emotional and that's okay. So what I'm trying to do as a mom going through this the second time is be proactive. So I'm thinking about planning stuff on my calendar. I'm thinking about, what do I want this new season to look like for me? I'm thinking about other friends that are empty nesters that I can make plans with. I'm thinking about surrounding myself with people that are going to be really supportive and lift me up. And I'm thinking of times, you know, that we can spend as a couple, my husband and I, what will our new hobbies look like? And the biggest thing for us is that we're going to have a lot more free time because we've always had kids in sports. And when you have kids that are very active, there's always games to go to or dance or carpooling. And a lot of your social life is wrapped up into these activities that your kids are into. And so we are going to have to find new activities because I definitely don't want to spend, you know, every like evening coming home from work and just like sitting around because we're used to being busy and we're used to being active. And so I've kind of made a list of all the things that I want to do more of and the things that I'm excited about. And I've made business plans and I've made vacation plans and travel plans with my husband. And I've talked to friends and we've talked about new things we can do together. And so that is the stuff that I'm going to try to focus on more so that I can get excited. And I just keep reminding myself, it's not like I'm not going to see my kids from, you know, until the holidays. I will see them, and life is usually moving pretty fast. So the time hopefully will go by quicker than not. But I really want to encourage you to think about it as a way to maybe have some extra time for yourself and to decide what you want that to look like. And for me, I've broken it up into different categories of what, you know, and you've heard me talk about this on the show before, where I look at my life as like almost like a pie chart because we're given so many hours a day, and I want all these different priorities to be represented on the pie chart, if that makes sense. So for one of the pieces of the pie this coming year, I want to take my health and wellness even more seriously. And that would be a piece of the pie, a piece of my life in a part of the time that I'm spending. And so I want to be looking at ways that I can do that. I want to look at my schedule, see where I can fit that in. And there's lots of other ones. And I was really going through this for myself. And I was really trying to make sure that I can have a list of things that I am going to accomplish and list of things that I'm really looking forward to. And look at this as a way that instead of being really sad and depressed that this season of having both my kids in the home every day is over, I'm going to look at it as a new season to embrace. And if I feel like if I just decide, you know, everything starts in your mind, right? We create our future by the thoughts that we think. We get to decide how we want to feel and think about circumstances in our life, right? So your thoughts become your reality. And if we can think the right thoughts that, no, this isn't a depressing time. This isn't, you know, a time to be sad and grieve. And of course, I'm going to have my days and my moments, but I can also at the same exact time in my life, I can look forward and I can decide and choose, actually is the good word, to empower myself by getting excited. So I can look forward. I can decide things that I'm going to implement into my life. I can decide on things I want to change about my life. I can even decide on how I'm going to change my home, how I'm going to change my style, my body, my fitness, my business, all of these things. And then I can put my energy into it. And I can look at the season and create whatever kind of season I want. That's the cool part. This new season, and if you're with me and you find yourself in this part of your life, and it doesn't even have to be sending your kids off to college. It could be all sorts of ways that you decide you're going to have more time for you as a woman. Basically, what it comes down to. I can decide what I want to do for myself now that I have a little bit more time for myself. And I can have fun with it. Like I can get fired up about this. I can have fun. I can say, you know what, Jen, you put basically all of your time and energy and love into these kids. And now it's their time to fly. And it's actually a good thing. Like there's nothing bad about it. I never raised my kids to stay here and live with Josh and I the rest of our lives. We are proud that we have raised kids that are courageous enough to go out into the world and go do their own thing and go after their own dreams. And and we are still 100% going to be their biggest fans. But it's also the same time as they're going off into their dreams, what I get to ask myself, what are my dreams? What are my goals as a woman? Maybe I'm going to have more time to actually stop and think about that. Maybe it's almost like a full circle moment where we were only a woman and then we became a mom and that became like a big part of our focus. And then all of a sudden now we're back to being a woman. And yes, we're still moms, but we are also women. And we sometimes forget that we have a separate identity other than mom. And that's okay. It's actually a really good thing. And I want to be the healthiest, most vibrant, positive version of myself, because I want to show my kids when they go through this season, this is how they can make their life look. And it's funny because when I wasn't a mom, I had no idea how motherhood was going to change me. And I had no idea how I was going to be like forced to grow and forced to become like less selfish and more nurturing and more adaptable and more flexible and all the things that motherhood has taught me. I had no idea. I didn't even know back then that I would start this kind of career as an entrepreneur, because motherhood changed me. Motherhood pushed me to be somebody that I not only wanted to have flexibility and freedom to spend with my children, but I also wanted to be a better role model. And so now that my kids are adults, right? Life is going to look different. Mothering is going to look different. My marriage is going to look different. My home is going to look different. My schedule, everything can look different, but I can still focus on making it the best it can be in this season, right? So there will be another season someday where like a season of my kids getting married or a season of becoming a grandma. But this is a season in the middle where I can kind of be a little bit more selfish. I can kind of make it a little bit more about me. And that is cool, right? That can be fun. And I can start to think, hey, I don't know what this is going to bring. Like the way motherhood has changed me and evolved me, then I don't know how, you know, I'm thinking like it could be super cool to have this new empty nester version of me change me and evolve me and just keep me going into the direction that I'm supposed to go while I'm on this planet. So I really, really, really want that for you too. If you're in the same boat as me, I want to do this with other women. I want to encourage other women. I want to like have a group of women where we can talk about this. We can be like, yeah, we're having a hard day. And it can be like, hey, girlfriend, no, we got you. Like, let's be excited. Let's move forward. And so I decided that I'm going to launch a new program called Reinvent. And it's totally a download. And I didn't even plan on doing this. It's just a download. And if you've ever experienced a download, it's like the world, God, somebody saying, boom, you need to do this. And I thought it would be cool because since I'm going to be experiencing this myself, I can experience it with anybody else that wants to take this walk with me. And I'm going to be coaching. It's going to start out with a mini masterclass. So there'll be a link in the show notes, but it's a mini masterclass that is going to have a offer at the end of it where you can jump in full bore with me, or you can just come to the mini masterclass and just get fired up, right? And then figure it out on your own. Or we can walk through step by step together the plan that I'm going to be implementing in my life. And on top of that, I don't want to end this podcast without reminding everybody, if you listen through to this whole episode and you're like, yes, I need this, it doesn't mean you have to be in the empty nester season, but it may mean that you just need some time to focus on what you want for your life in the next chapter, the next season. And that is a perfect opportunity to sign up for the Focus Retreat, which is happening at the end of September. So me and three other coaches are speaking and hosting, and I am excited because I need this time away to focus, but I also am excited to really pour into all the women that have already registered for the event, because it's going to be amazing, like so amazing. The venue is amazing. The activities we have planned are amazing. The breakout sessions we have planned are amazing. And I think for me, it's going to be about a month after I drop Bryson off to college, and I'm going to need to be surrounded by like-minded women. I'm going to need to have that support. I'm going to need to have the serenity of the place and the lake and the water and the trails and the hiking and the yoga. I need all that. So if you haven't gone to the website already, go to thefocusretreat.com today. And if you have any questions, email me, reach out, or you know, DM me on Instagram and just say, hey, I'm on the fence. I don't know if I should come. It's so interesting to me, you guys. Almost every single woman that has registered so far is coming alone. Like they're not bringing a buddy. So if you're feeling a little worried, like maybe I shouldn't go because I'm by myself, that's not the thing. Like we're all going to become friends and to become a new tribe. And we have plans that will bleed into the rest of the year if you attend. So check it out. And if this episode really touched your heart, I want to hear from you. If you're going through the same thoughts and emotions I'm going through, I want to hear from you. I want to know what you're doing to like get ready for this new season. And I just want to tell you that you've got this, that you should be so proud of yourself. If you've raised kids that now are courageous enough to go out into the world and make their own dreams come true. And if you did that, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate you for being a freaking kick-ass mom and for getting your job done, right? Like not that our job is done, but it's going to look different. And I feel like getting a child all the way from, you know, preschool to senior year is a serious task and responsibility. And you deserve to just be honored for that. So well done, mama. I love you all. I'm so proud of you. And until next time, God bless.